Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today and for the next few weeks, we're going to be walking through some of the examples of things that we announced at Build. Very exciting new capabilities, and I'm going to walk through some of the demos and actually make sure that you got to see everything. So the first thing I'm going to start off with is the Cloud Shell. And so if you haven't seen this, it is a pretty cool stuff. So you can go in here and just, you've got the portal set up, and what we've enabled with the Cloud Shell is effectively for each person who's logged in, you can now request this shell built right into the portal experience. So here I click here in this upper right, as you see it says Cloud Shell, very intuitive. And it creates, as part of your portal experience, the ability to, right there in the portal, run commands against the CLI. So this is running a small Linux container that is on my behalf. I don't have to pay for that container. And it sets up all the tools that I may want. It sets up tools like, obviously, the CLI is pre-installed and configured to my account. But it also sets up a bunch of other tools as well. So you can, tools that you'd expect inside any Linux machine, things that you may want to do like grep, or you may want to be able to call commands against Kubernetes and so on. All of that is all available right here in this experience. So here you can see I've got sort of this setup here. And so if I just come in here and I want to list out my VMs running. So you can see, let me actually zoom this up. So you can see here all of the VMs that are in my account here that are listed. Let me try and move this up. Okay, and so you can see as this is right here in the portal experience, right here in the frame of the portal. And so I can also do interesting things like grepping things. So if I do the same command here into a table, but then I want to do this into a grep for, let's see here, actually I want to look for West US and see which instances are actually running in West US, then this will actually do the grep right into this command prompt, and I can take a look at this. So I can do all sorts of crazy things. I can actually do full TS queries. So this one is super complex, so I'm going to have to go up here and actually find it, because I've done it already here. Let's see here. Well, let me. I'm gonna wing it. I'm gonna type it in here on the fly here. So let's see. VM list dash O TS V query. Okay. And so what I'm gonna look for here is I'm gonna look for name, and I'm gonna look for the OS disk. Okay. And then I'm going to put this into a column for me to easily view. Let's see, did I get it all right? Let's hope so. And there you go. And so you can see now using that TS query, I've got the name of the VM. I've got whether it's Windows or Linux running. And so I can do all sorts of cool things using this. In fact, I can even do very complex things, being able to take sort of the full IP address list here. And so I can basically find out all the IPs that are running in my account here. So I actually have this command pre-set up. So let me just go make sure I do it right here. And so you can see here the name, the IP address, again into a column. And so now again using this awesome new CLI, I can get the full IP address list here for all my VMs running, public IPs that are running. So that's super cool. But I can also do more things than just interact with the account. You know, if I want to actually log into a VM, I can create a VM this way. I can also log into one. So if I actually say, you know, VM create here. Now let's see here, against Corey group. Let's say Corey VM. Okay, and so image, let's use CoreOS this time around. Let's make a data disk of, let's say, two data disks, 10 and 20, and I don't want to wait for this to finish. So let's go ahead and try that, see if that works. And so that should create a VM in this resource group. And so that's going to go off and launch that VM. And it's going to use the local storage that is automatically created on my behalf when I log into the CLI. And so now I can use this to SSH into VMs that I've created here. So you see here, I just do SSH 161.25.15, pulling in the address up here for the previous VM that I've created. And it's going to pull from my credentials right here. And so right now I'm actually inside a running virtual machine, all right here in the prompt. So super cool, create single VM, hundreds of VMs, thousands of VMs, all available right here in Bash. So that's cool. That's available today in preview. Now, something that I want to tell you about that's available as of today in preview that I demoed last week at Build is a similar capability, but using PowerShell. And so what we've done with PowerShell is, instead of it being a Linux container, it's actually going to be a Windows container. And so this is actually running as part a similar experience, but you've got the full PowerShell support enabled here. And so I had to switch this over because this is not publicly available. You're seeing a little bit of a sneak peek here, but I had to switch over here, and I'm going to go request this right now. And so the capabilities here, certainly you have the capability to do just your normal PowerShell commands as expected, but you can also do some really cool namespace work to enable you to actually walk through your account and be able to use PowerShell commands to be able to basically perceive and view your overall account and enable very easy traversing of VMs and different network capabilities. Okay, it's up now, and so you can see here I'm actually in my PowerShell command, so let me actually do sort of a get date, sort of some of the commands that you'd expect here for PowerShell. A little bit different, of course, in the CLI. And so here, you know, I can do things like in a similar way that I showed you, get Azure, let's see here, get Azure RM VM. And so just in a similar sort of a way, I can see the full list of all the VMs deployed in my account and sort of learn what their status is and sort of traverse them as I indicated. So here we go. And so as you can see the full list of all the VMs running here in the PowerShell command. And I can even traverse it as if it were a full file structure and be able to spend time on that. So let me show you what that looks like. Let me give myself a little bit more room here. Okay, and so if I actually do a dir here and take a look at what's going on in my account, you can see with the dir, I can take a look and you see all of my subscriptions that I've got here. So I can even do now CD and even do auto completion. So let's go into Cori application and take a look here and take a look at this. And now I can do a dir in here and see, okay, great, here's all my VMs. So you can see there's a Linux VM IMDS, so I can do a dir on CD on that, take a look at the dir on that, and then I can jump in and you can see I'm basically traversing my account as if it were a file structure. So here's virtual machines, and then you'll see I've got the actual virtual machine in there. And so this gives me the experience of traversing my account, but again, as a file structure in the namespace, available through PowerShell, in the CLI, private preview, launching today. CLI is available for everyone, public preview. Go have some fun with this. It is a lot of fun. It's super easy to use. You can see I did all of this on my Windows machine. I was on a Linux box. I was SSHing. I was using the CLI. I was using PowerShell, all within the browser on my machine. Super cool, super powerful. Go get at it. If you have any questions, hit me up on hashtag AzureTWC, and we'll answer your questions if we want to. Thank you. Have a great Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Bet Justin couldn't be here. Justin created this feature set, and then Rick asked him to leave because he doesn't have the chops. Is that right, Rick?
It's not because it's not I didn't nice. Have the microphone. Yeah, I'm missing a cable.
Rick didn't have a microphone.
It's my issue.
But he
technical difficulties.
It's very. I mean, it's hurtful to Justin. It's insulting. All right, you ready? All right.